My younger sister, Peggy, who was raised here in Washington, lives over in London now. She wrote an awful good song a few years ago. I'm going to try and sing it. So I'm going to be an engineer. When I was a little girl, I wished I was a boy. I tagged along behind the gang and wore my corduroy. Everybody said I only did it to annoy, but I was gonna be an engineer. Mama said, why can't you be a lady? Your duty is to make me the mother of a pearl. Wait until you're older, dear, and maybe you'll be glad that you're a girl.
Pete Seeger, there's going to be a wonderful, wonderful performance. You and your wonderful sister Peggy at Proctor's Theater on Sunday, May 12th at 7 p.m. And it's in honor of your brother and a camp that he had a great deal to do with. Can you tell us something about that?
Well, he and his wife had jobs as teachers in New York. It didn't pay very well. And they took a summer job at a summer camp in the middle of Vermont. Vermont has big highways on the east side and the west side. In the middle, a straggly little road runs up the center of Vermont, winding between the mountains. And at the end of the summer, the women who ran the camp says, we want to retire. Would you like to buy this camp? And they said, heavens, we don't have the money. We came up here for a summer job. They said, well, we think you could run a good camp. Why don't you run it and pay us a little money every year to retire on? So 20 years later, they found themselves owners of a camp. They made a very intelligent decision. They decided, let's not ever make the camp more than 100 children, even though there may be people who want to come here. Because if it gets too big, it won't be so much fun to run, and it won't be such a good camp. So it is a very good camp. It's listed as one of the 10 best camps in New England. And brother and his wife only died a little while ago. They were practically 90, and their daughter now runs it. It's called Camp Killooleet, near the little town of Hancock. Hancock consists of a post office and a general store where you can buy a little of everything, and a gas station. That's Hancock.
So the first time I ever saw you, Pete, I was 14 years old, and you came to Camp Bucks Rock. And I know that you did a lot of those camps. You came around and spread the magic. So why did you find it so important to get around to camps?
Well, I like to sing for kids. I originally wanted to be a newspaper reporter, but I was completely failing to get a job. But I had an aunt who was a school teacher in a very good school in Manhattan, and she said, Peter, come and sing some of your songs for my kids. I can get $5 for you. This was in 1939. Some people had to work all week to make $5. It seemed like stealing to go and get paid for having an hour worth of just having fun. But I went and I took the money and quit looking for an honest job, and I've been singing ever since.
It's great. Tell me about how you and Peggy made a decision to do this extraordinary concert at Proctor's on May 12th.
Well, she's my younger half-sister, 15 years younger than I, and she led quite an adventurous life, going over to Europe and traveling around, and ending up hitching up with an extraordinary songwriter named Ewan McCall. He was Scottish but lived in England, and a great songwriter. He wrote a song for my sister called The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face, which Roberta Flack made a hit record of here in the USA. And they had three children, and although Ewan is long dead, he was older than I am. And Peggy lives in England most of the time, where her children and grandchildren are. But she visits a friend in New Zealand occasionally, I guess every year for a few months. And a few years ago, a couple of years ago, she came to Woodstock, and we sang right in the center of little Woodstock town for 150 people. And more people wanted to hear her, so the next year she came back, and we sang for 300 people in a bigger auditorium near Woodstock. And then she contacted a woman who runs a great coffee house, the Eighth Step in Schenectady. And this woman decided to rent an old movie theater, an old opera house, seating 2,000 people. Gosh, I said, how are we going to fill that? So she contacted radio stations. So now I'm talking to you.
You're talking to at least 2,000 people who are going to jam this wonderful concert, Pete, and a rare time for you and Peggy to be seen together. The last time I spoke to Peggy, it was with actually your now past half-brother, Mike, and it was a wonderful conversation. They're just tremendous people.
Mike was in some ways the best musician in the whole family. He could play a half dozen different instruments very well. Took a movie of him riding a unicycle and playing a banjo on my driveway. And he lived down in Virginia, where he had many friends, although most of the Seeger family is from New England or Philadelphia for a couple hundred years. The first Seeger was 14 years old when he read the Declaration of Independence. He was being given a free education by the Duke in the southwestern corner of Germany because the Duke wanted a veterinarian for his horses. So my great-great-grandfather kept his mouth shut. But the moment he had that diploma in his hand, he simply wrote a little letter to the Duke saying, "I want to be a doctor of people, not a doctor of horses." And he hitched a ride up the Neckar River to the Rhine and up the Rhine up to Amsterdam and contacted the captain of a ship going to America and said, "I can be a captain for your boat," and got a free trip to America and ended up in New England, where most of my ancestors on that side came from. And on my mother's side, I'm mostly French and Dutch and a little English from old Philadelphia and Welsh.
Pete, at 6 o'clock every Sunday, we play the Media Project and we play your rendition of Vern Partlow's Newspaper Men. And people always say, "How can I get the rest of that?" And I always say, "You can go to Pete Seeger's Gazette." It's a wonderful record. But in any case, what we're talking about today is Sunday, May 12th at Proctor's Theater at 7 p.m. You could call Proctor's or you could call the Eighth Step. And it's a benefit in memory of John Seeger, his wife, who ran Camp Kilo Elite. And I think the whole project is really wonderful. And I certainly will be sitting in that audience waiting to see, you know, what happens. It's going to be a great concert. Pete and Peggy, this is something that doesn't happen every day, and I think it's going to be a wonderful concert. So Pete Seeger, thank you so much for all you have done.
I can tell you there's one thing Peggy doesn't know yet.
Okay.
I'm going to get her cooperation in inviting some other women to join us for a two-part song. Beethoven, the great composer, wrote quite a few symphonies. His fifth symphony is boom, 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 boom.
Sure.
Boom, 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 boom. Rex said it sounded like paintings of battles, and he didn't like battles. He also did the famous ninth. Sounds like a glorious church choir. However, he also wrote a nature symphony, very quiet, which has a beautiful, beautiful two-part melody. So open it up. And once I made up some words, and I once got a crowd singing it in the western side of Bryant Park in New York City. Some 5,000 people gathered to have a rally in defense of all the community gardens in New York. And I sent a message up to the MC, says, "See if there's any women who can read music at sight." And I got 3 altos and 3 sopranos. And early that morning, about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, I had made up words for Beethoven's Seventh Symphony. And now we sing them with altos and sopranos singing the two different parts.
What are some of the words, Pete?
"We'll work together, even though we work differently, when we consider all of the dangers, visions of children asking us to save them, building their gardens all through the world." Beethoven's Seventh sounded out over the traffic on 6th Avenue. Hundreds of cars roaring down the avenue. But Beethoven's Symphony, because they had a loud public address system, floated over them all. Thank you.
Well, Pete, you've written a lot of good words for all of us to live by. And we love you, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Wonderful. Thank you.
That was folk icon Pete Seeger. Pete and his sister Peggy Seeger will perform in concert at the 8th Step at Proctor's in Schenectady next Sunday, May 12th at 7 o'clock. For tickets and information, you can go online at proctors.org or call 518-434-1703. 518-434-1703 or proctors.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.